Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good afternoon, inspired listeners, wherever you may be in the world today. Welcome and thank you, as always, for sharing this time with us. There is a lot happening in our world and also right here in the U.S., and that's why I'm so excited about the show that we are doing today with our special guest, Gordon Asher Davidson. I just feel like by the end of it, we are going to be walking away feeling at peace, feeling hopeful, and feeling optimistic, just as we did the last time he was on the show, and that's why he's back by popular demand. But first, I'm Kim Thalkin, founder of my bi-coastal practice now, Love First, where life transformations happen, in Richmond, Virginia, and in Encino, California. I'm a psychic medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and spiritual counselor, and if there's anything that I can do to help you live a happier and more purposeful life in the way of readings, healings, or working with the power of the mind in hypnotherapy, please find me at lovefirst.info. That's lovefirst.info. Oh, lovefirst.info. And with me every week is usually my favorite co-host, the intuitive prospector, Mark Lanehart in Seattle, Washington. But I just got word that Mark is not going to be able to join us today. He's had something come up unexpectedly. So, you know, he's working on a lot of different endeavors out there in Seattle, and today I don't believe he's going to be able to join us. So, Mark, we are sending you love and wishing you are with us, but certainly if you can call in, we would, of course, love to have you. If you are interested in prospecting with the Intuitive Prospector, you can find him at marklanehart.com. If you'd like to interact with us on social media, you can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram under Inspired for Us, and Google Plus under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And this is where you can interact with us daily, weekly. When you feel like dropping us a line, checking in, you can also learn about what upcoming guests we have coming on. And we try to post inspirational postings in the interim between shows as well. And you can send questions to us. You can even send your comments or suggestions of who you'd like for us to have on our show. We welcome that. We love getting to know our inspired listeners. Once our live show has aired, all of our shows go to podcasts. They're made available on demand. You can listen to our archives at any time. And you can find them on Om Times Radio Archives. You can find us on Podbean, SoundCloud, marklanehart.com, and also YouTube and iTunes. And we also post the link, too, after the live air on Inspired Living Radio on Facebook as well, the archives. So make sure you look at that. If there's a show that you just want to revisit, because it was so helpful, you can find that. Or if there's a show that you know you're going to miss but want to listen to, you can do that as well. Now, every week we do have our call-in lines, and we love it when guests call in. You can reach us during the show at any time during the hour by simply calling in at 202-570-7057. So we welcome your calls today. And with everything that's happening, you just might have a couple of questions for our very wise guests that I can't wait to bring on. You can, the other thing too is we always have a inspired affirmation for the month, and this is something that we encourage saying every day, daily, to change your way of thinking and your way of experiencing life. And this month's inspired affirmation is, I consciously offer light to everyone I'm with. And we're going to be talking about that, I have a feeling, a whole lot today. So without further delay, I am so excited to introduce our guest, Gordon Asher Davidson. You can reach him at livethefuturenow.com. There's so much great information. I was on this site many times, and there's just a wealth of information on there on all kinds of topics, many of which we're going to talk about today, and all of the beautiful work Gordon is doing. He has a long career of active leadership in social change institutions and movements, and he'll be releasing his new book soon, called The Transfiguration of Our World, How a Light Alliance is Transforming Darkness and Creating a New Earth. Boy, I just love the title of that. That's everything that I think everyone needs and would love to see. And so there's some good news along that those lines that he'll be sharing with us. His experience includes co-authoring with his wife, The Practical Visionary and Spiritual Politics, which was forwarded by the Dalai Lama. Wow, okay. Co-founding Sirius, the Spiritual Environmental Community, serving as a founding director of the Social Investment Forum, founding and co-directing a Washington, D.C. institute, the Center for Visionary Leadership, and offering many clients worldwide deep spiritual guidance. Oh, we all need that. And transformational consulting for over 20 years. Gordon has maintained a 20-year meditative practice as well, and contacts with spiritual beings in the inner world who are guiding human evolution. I can't wait to hear more about that. In his new book, he looks at what is occurring today from the perspective of the higher spiritual intelligence, which we very much need to hear about, who are inspiring and supporting humanity's evolution into greater compassion and understanding. Wow, Gordon, thank you for the work that you're doing, and thank you for being with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome, Kimberly. It's a pleasure to be back with you again, and I look forward to sharing. Just one thing to mention, that the book you mentioned, The Transfiguration of Our World, is my previous book, which is available on Amazon. My new book, which is coming out in some few months, is called The Transfiguration of Our Consciousness, Living in Fifth Dimensional Joy. That's the new book.
Oh, okay. See, there's just too many good topics to talk about, Gordon. How are we going to do this in an hour? That's why we had to bring you back.
Listen,
I think, you know, your message is a wonderful one, and it's certainly one that's very timely now with everything that's going up and kind of heated emotions and concerns, fears, worries, all of these things. And I just feel like everybody that is listening today is going to see things from a new perspective with the hope that is offered by you through the wonderful insight that you have, and also just knowing that we are being guided by higher intelligence in the Light Alliance. So talk to us about the work that you're doing today and the work that you're doing out there today.
Well, I think that is one of the core things that I am so dedicated to bring forward for people to understand, is that we are not alone here. We are surrounded with beings in life on many multiple dimensions, as many more and more people are realizing this is true. But they are also here to help us, to support us in our evolutionary challenges, and to help us, guide us through this whole process we're engaged in right now, which is very intensive, and move into this new golden age that we're just on the cusp of entering. And I think that is knowing that support is there, that these beings are present and they are helping us, is tremendously empowering and energizing for so many people. And that's what I really want to communicate. This is we call the Galactic Light Alliance, which are beings not only people from Earth who are enlightened leaders themselves, who see truly and try to help humanity, but also the spiritual masters who many people know of, who are very engaged in this as well, and all their groups of members of their ashrams that exist on the inner planes, as well as galactic civilizations who are here to support us through this very critical transition point in our human history, where we're moving from, in classical Indian terms, it's called from Kali Yuga, the Dark Age, to Satya Yuga, the Golden Age. And we are in this process of transition, which is why everything is so chaotic and so much in upheaval. Because you have two different civilizational views in reality. You have the old way of doing things with all of the self-interest and the greed and all the stuff that goes on with that and the exploitation of other human beings in the world and the planet and nature. And then you have this emerging consciousness of people who are waking up, realizing we're all one. We are one life, one humanity, one life with all nature around us, everything here. And that as soon as we can change our thinking and our realization of what is true, then we will change how we function. And more people are waking up to this. And this is really crucial to our unfoldment. So it's like we have one civilization where the tide's going out and it's receding and the energy is going out of that old way of doing things. And this new tide is coming in of light and powerful new ways of thinking and functioning. And the two are kind of in conflict. You ever watch the tides changing in the ocean?
And, Gordon, hold that thought, that we're going to be moving into our first break here. So stay with us. We have only just begun. There's some good stuff coming our way. So we'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts, now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back, Inspired Listeners, to Inspired Living with Mark Kim, and our special guest today, the inspirational speaker, Gordon Asher Davidson. You can find out more about him and the work that he is doing at livethefuturenow.com. Gordon, welcome back.
Thank you.
So before we went to break, we were talking about people waking up to truth. So
yes.
How is this process happening, or how does one wake up, start that process for themselves so that they can see truth?
Well, it involves a lot of things. I mean, oftentimes people awaken when they are confronted with things that they are challenging for them, you know, of course, whether it's illness or it's just the world itself and the condition it's in, and you see all these things going on that are very difficult to observe and to see happening. And it causes people to try to understand, what is it? What is going on? Why is this happening? And that is an awakening process. And when and then the next step after awakening, of course, is to become active in deciding how are you going to respond to this. And it's very important that people consciously choose their response to situations and use the new energy that's coming with this awakening to help serve the world. One of the things that you mentioned earlier, which is beautiful, affirmation about radiating the light to all that you meet, to all the people, and to even to nature and to everything, is a really fundamental, powerful process that we can all use to really make a difference in the world, more than people realize how powerful this actually is. And I think we had a good example of that recently with the Women's March all over the world and the way it affected people who participated and everyone. It changed the whole frequency of the planet. I experienced that. For that day and in following days, it really shifted the energy for the planet. And that is quite extraordinary, but it does happen. That's the power of our consciousness focused together for the good of all. That is the future that we're moving into, where that kind of group focusing of consciousness together generates tremendous power. And it's assisted, of course, by all the higher beings that are here wanting to shower all this love and light to humanity, but we have to be open and receptive to it. That's part of what accelerates our awakening.
Yeah, and, one thing that inspired in me, that Women's March, was the thought that, you know, it's not just about kindness and compassion to one group. I'd like to see rather a march for humanity, for every gender, every religion, every ethnicity, for humanity, where we march for love and kindness to one another. That's what that inspired in me. I thought, you know, we need to march for humanity as a whole, not just one group or one. Because the truth of the matter is, nobody is immune to being treated unkindly. Nobody, and not just women, not just men, but everyone. So that was the one thing that I kind of gleaned from that. But what I was going to ask too is that it's not even just about humanity, but it's also about how we treat the animals, right? And how
we
treat the earth. My goodness, look at what we're doing. At times, the earth and the animals, and we're all here together, right?
Yes, it's very important to expand. You know, many people are primarily focused on what's going on with human beings, and that's their focus on the internet and everything else, that's the news and all that. But it's equally important to actually focus on how we are relating to nature, how we are honoring and helping to support and regenerate nature on this planet, because we all are part of nature, and if we have things go wrong with nature, obviously we're all going to pay a huge price, as we're beginning to realize with climate change. And that is awakening, expanding your awakening beyond just human kingdom to the plant, animal, mineral kingdom, and, of course, to kingdoms beyond the human, the fifth kingdom, where there are all these magnificent light beings functioning and giving their tremendous energy and support to all of us. And we are actually, humanity is meant to be like the mediating kingdom between the higher levels and the kingdoms of nature. So we receive the energy it flows in through our beings and through our crown center and all the way through our bodies and out, and we transmit that energy to nature. That's actually the divinely intended, one of the functions of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're meant to do, and to be energetic transmitting stations, each one of us and as groups. And more and more people now are beginning to realize this. It's really starting to happen in a very broad scale. And that is a beautiful element of what humanity is turning into, which is a blessing to the whole world and to all the kingdoms, not just to concerned about our own well-being, but concerned about the well-being of all life on this planet.
All life on this planet. So, Gordon, what do you say to the people out there who aren't feeling hopeful about the state of the world or with even what may be happening within our own country? What do you say to them based on what you've learned is already shifting and taking place for the better? What do you say?
Well, I believe in what I'm receiving is that we are coming to the culmination of a preceding cycle. In the ancient Hindu teaching, it's called Kali Yuga, the dark cycle, where things are very dark and heavy and dense, and you know, we've had a long, long cycle of this on this planet. We are now moving out of that cycle into a new cycle called Satya Yuga, which is the golden age, where we learn how to live in harmony and peace with one another, create the opportunities for everyone. Everyone can become creative and fulfill their divine potential. That's where we're moving towards, but we're not there yet. We're in the middle of the receding of the old and the incoming new, and that's why everything is, the word that appeared in the news headlines today was the clash around the environment, the clash around the one humanity and immigration and color and gender and clash, 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 because it's a wave going out and a wave coming in, and when they both are happening at the same time, you know what happens on the ocean. It creates all this chaotic and turbulence and waves going every which way, right? That's what we're in the middle of right now. But it's a very positive thing. And, you know, and I know a lot of people are very concerned about Trump and what he's doing and all the rest of it. But the higher purpose that I have seen for what he is doing is to show what a human being is like who is totally engaged with their own interests, their own self, their own self-aggrandizement, and not able to transcend that, which is part of the evolutionary process, to go beyond your self-interest and become concerned and love that which is beyond you. That's a stage of evolution. It's actually a very important and somewhat dangerous stage when the self is integrated. You have a powerful personality, but it hasn't yet opened up to the higher spiritual understanding, the full opening of the heart and connecting with the soul. It's not fully realized. So it's dangerous because they can go out and they are very powerful. They can have a huge effect, but they don't have any higher vision or any higher understanding. That's what we're dealing with here. But he is doing this because he's creating on the screen of public consciousness. He's brought out all these people to be part of the government. I'm talking about the cabinet now, who are really archetypally represent the old structures as leaders of his cabinet. And they're projecting all this outdated, crystallized structures of consciousness.
Yes. So, Gordon, that there are a lot of people, I mean, and I don't know, this is such a heated topic right now because there are listeners that are supportive of Trump. So we want to be mindful of that, too. There's a lot of people out there who are very hopeful because he's in office. But let's just talk about the Light Alliance. So what does the Light Alliance have to say about where humanity is and how are they infiltrating our infrastructure to help us? I mean, how are they working among us to do that?
They're supporting us and they're guiding us. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many, many people who are open to that influence. Sometimes people are very consciously aware of it. Sometimes they are simply getting new ideas on how to organize things, how to run things. You know, the whole idea that, you know, women need more influence in companies is now becoming a huge reception in the corporate world. The idea that being a good corporate citizen is more profitable than just doing whatever you can to make the maximum amount of profit is becoming very accepted in corporate life, for instance. And people are picking up on these new ideas, new ways of being in the world because they are open to what is coming in. And finding experientially and experimentally that these ideas work better than the old way of doing things. That's what makes them ultimately inevitable in their being adopted widely in society. And that's underway. It really is. Now, the Light Alliance is there seeding these ideas into consciousness. They're putting out new ideas of how we can live our lives, new ideas of peace and new ideas of resolving conflict, new ways to work together to solve problems. I mean, there's so much going on. I mean, there's thousands, millions of groups, nonprofits and just informal groups that are working on every level and every field to bring about a better world for everyone. That's undeniable. And there's huge amounts of money being now directed towards these nonprofits because their people are concerned about where we're going, and therefore they want to make sure that the values that we care about and the progress we've made over the last decades is maintained. And so there's a lot of activity now going on in all these areas.
And when we talk about the Light Alliance, and I know we talked a little bit about this in our last show, they present themselves as human beings, right? They look like us. They're living mm-hmm. lives like us, but they are influencing how we do things here.
That's certainly
is that
true.
The right way to understand
yeah, that,
it.
Yeah, that's true, and it's also true that some of them operate totally from the inner levels. And they influence simply by putting forward, projecting into human consciousness these new ideas that can be picked up by whoever's open to them.
Excellent. New ideas is always a good thing. And we are heading into our next break. We will be back in 2 minutes. So stay with us as we bring back our guest, Gordon Asher Davidson, and the Light Alliance.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
One planet. 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Sparky the Fire Dog here. Protect your family from fire. Make sure your home has smoke alarms in every bedroom, outside your sleeping areas, and on every level of your home, even your basement. For games and activities, go to sparky.org.
We want to keep you, your family, and your community safer from fire. This message brought to you by the National Fire Protection Association and your local fire department. Visit sparky.org.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our special guest today, Gordon Asher Davidson, as we talk about all kinds of amazing things like the Light Alliance, the Fifth Dimension, and the state of the world today. So, Gordon, before we went to break, we were talking about, of course, the state of the world today. You know, one of the things that, well, on the Light Alliance and how they are working with us, within our system to help bring things into balance and into a more loving state. So I've listened to some of your videos, and you've talked a little bit about the Day of Revelation. Well, can you talk a little bit about what that day is, what that means, and what happens?
Well, I mean, I think most of us are aware that the energies, the positive spiritual energies on the planet are increasing, intensifying, right? I think people are feeling, you know, a lot of stimulation, and that's part of what actually causes the awakening that's going on, the spiritual awakening in so many people, is there's just more light being beamed onto our planet from the Light Alliance, from just our alignment in the solar system. There's just a lot of really powerful spiritual love and light being brought into our Earth energy field, into humanity's energy field. And that stimulates people to wake up, to look around and try to understand what's going on and want to improve their lives and live in a more harmonious and loving way. That is underway. That's part of the process. And it's been steadily increasing over the last decades. And especially in the last 4 or 5 years, there has been a radical increase in the amount of light and love coming into the planet. Now, part of the issue when more light and love comes into anything or anyone is you have to be able to handle the energy, because it stimulates everything that's present in people, both the positive, the aspiration, the love and the light and all the wonderful things, and also all the unresolved issues that exist within people. So that all gets brought to the surface to be cleared and healed and understood and released. So that's part of the process. And that is going on right now very much. And that, but then we also have, as this continues to accelerate and increase, there's like a culmination point where all that comes to a higher order of intensity and frequency, where the love that's pouring into this planet will increase greatly to a level of which we've never seen before on the planet. That's what I've been told, and that's what I've been given for years now. That's been what I've been, and people call that the shift. They call it going into the fifth dimension, or there are all kinds of names for it, planetary initiation, whatever they want to call it. But it is a gradual process, but it's now reaching a point where it will culminate when the energy is so intensive that unless you are able to resonate with love on the planet in some way, or understand love as a principle, it doesn't mean you have to be perfectly loving all the time or anything like that, but you just accept or know and can internally in your energy system there is a frequency of love that you hold, in whatever way you hold that, you will be fine. You'll be able to manage all this new energy pouring in. If you don't have that, if you're really oriented in very dark and violent ways, it will be very difficult to remain on this planet. And many, many people will be going into other locations where they can continue their evolution in a environment that is exactly resonant to their own frequency. And that will allow them to continue to grow, but not here, because this planet is going through this huge shift into becoming a planet of light. And that means that all this conflict and hate and evil doing that we see and have seen for so long is steadily going to transform and be moved out of the planet, and we will live as a planet of light, a sacred planet. That is definitely the plan, and it is being implemented. Now, the cause of that is because our Earth is a chakra within the solar being, it is gradually being aligned with and purified through, with all the other chakras of our solar system, and then our solar system is aligning with six other solar systems. And once this alignment is completed, that's what will bring about this huge inflow of love to our planet. That's really the underlying cause of it.
Now, everybody should, at that point, take a deep breath and just and enjoy that, what you just said.
Yes, yes.
A sigh of relief.
Absolutely. It's a very positive thing.
Isn't that nice?
Yes,
it's a very positive thing. And
very
nicely
hopeful.
Said, I might, very hopeful, very hopeful. There's always room for hope. Now, and very nicely said, too, Gordon, I might add, where
Thank you
said, and those that do not resonate will be removed to another location.
Yes,
that's very nicely put. But let me ask this question then. So a lot of our growth takes place when there is contrast, right? Right, when there is contrast. So if we're moving more and more to vibration of love, then where is there opportunity for continued growth if everybody's in a state of love? How does that work?
Right. Okay, that's a wonderful question because, you know, in when we're living in 3D consciousness, the third dimensional consciousness, where it's easy for people to fall into consciousness of separateness, right? We feel we're separate from everyone else, and we have to compete and make our mark or get our stuff for ourselves and all that. It creates a tremendous amount of conflict, and that has been a learning and growth experience, no question, and it helps us to get stronger and integrate ourselves. But at a certain point, that process of evolution becomes counterproductive. It doesn't really allow us to evolve, especially when there's many, many people who are ready to go beyond that now on this planet. They don't want to live in a world of conflict and violence and all this stuff. They're ready to move into a higher state. That's underway. So when we're in this higher consciousness, which we can call 5D, fifth dimensional consciousness, we are conscious of the fact that we are unified. It's one life. One being. We are all part of each other. We are all in one unified energy field, including the nature world and all the higher worlds. And we may be aware of some of those higher worlds to the degree we are open to them, but in any case, we are aware that we are united. That's part of what will happen with the Day of Revelation. We will become aware of our unity as a human species and our relationship to the nature world. We will become aware of that unity that exists underlying everything. At that point, then we move into a realm of joy because it's like, well, what's not to like? I mean, here we are, we're all one. So how do we grow? How do we evolve? Well, instead of evolving through, you know, conflict and contrast and struggle and suffering, we grow through love, creativity. We learn how to create that which is for the good of all, which becomes our wonderful way to learn how to express ourselves. So we're really expressing all of our divine gifts, you know, our love, our power, our intelligence. All of that gets expressed in what we show up and do and create and how we show up and create ourselves to be with other people. And the more we do that, we become higher and higher into this fifth dimensional reality. And the reason we call our website Live the Future Now is because we can do this right now. We do not have to wait for any particular date. It can happen if we choose to live in that glorious future that we know and sense. And this is the future that all people long for in their hearts. This is what we all want, right? We want peace. We want harmony. We want joy. We want to be with wonderful, happy people, have parties and celebrate and poetry and music and dance and do all the wonderful things that humanity is so amazing at creating and make that our life. That is our life, not all the other stuff that goes on that we get so engrossed in because we feel like we have to do that to survive. Part of the Day of Revelation will be... Yes, go ahead.
So I'm sorry. I've just like you spurred about a million different questions as you were.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'll stop and you can ask questions. Go ahead.
Well, everything you're saying is so great. I want to hear more and more of it. But then I've got all these questions, too, about how things are now. So what okay, so in that state of joy and love, do we experience anger, worry, fear, lower vibrational emotions anymore? Or are we just living life beautifully every day?
Well, you know, it's like one of the most amazing things about human beings is that we have a capacity to vibrate at so many different dimensional frequencies, right? We can be angry, down and sad and depressed or whatever, or we can be in touch with incredible high levels of energy and consciousness, however we choose. You go to a great musical concert and you have this incredible experience and you're in this high, high frequency and it feels so fabulous and everybody in the place is with you. It's incredible, right? We have this capacity to move our consciousness wherever we choose to frequent, whatever frequency we want to frequent. So I say, let's frequent those levels that are so beautiful that we want to inhabit them, and that's our world. That's what we want to make as our world. And we do have choice about that. Once we learn and we are able to remove the automatic response programs that exist in the subconscious about, you know, something happens, I have this reaction, and I get all depressed or whatever, that does not have to continue. Well, you can change that. And that's the kind of work I did for 20 years, working with people with their subconscious. And it is possible. I've done that with thousands of people. But the real thing is realizing we have choice. We can hold that higher world. And when the world itself goes through this shift into higher frequency, I mean, we get pulled by what's happening around us, right? We get affected by the vibrational frequency. So when you have all the many different things now going on that are really horrible on this planet, wars and hunger and starvation, all this stuff, it does affect us. There's no question. But if you're strong enough, you can stay beyond it and you don't have to be affected. But it makes it more difficult to be in that higher state. If that's all not there anymore, then you become, it's much easier to hold a higher frequency. That's what we are looking forward to happening soon.
How does that work then? Because, I mean, if we're all operating at a higher frequency. Oh, goodness. See, I knew this time was going to go by fast. That's our third break, and I still have a million questions. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and our guest, Gordon Asher Davidson.
Conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Dr. Kevin here, and I want to invite you every Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, to join me on the Dr. Kevin Show, where we have a diversity of guests who help you step outside the box, behind the curtain, and see what a load of crap is going on in the world today, so you have more information with which to make better decisions. We'll see you there. Namaste.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim and our guest, Gordon Asher Davidson. You can learn more about him by visiting livethefuturenow.com. So, Gordon, here we are in the last segment, still with a million questions to go. How are we going to do this?
Well, I think you're going to ask the most important burning question of all. That's all I always tell people.
Well, okay. So, as we are living in this new state of being where we're, you know, radiating at higher levels of frequency and enjoying joy and love, not everyone is still going to be at the same consciousness, correct?
That's right.
We're not all going to be at the same level.
You're right. There'll be a variation of levels. But the thing is that the very deep, dark, the very darkest levels, the most dense levels, will not be present. That's right. But everyone will move up from where they are, from their normal operating range of where they live in their consciousness. Each one will be elevated up a few levels from where they normally function. So some people will move from, you know, maybe they were depressed some of the time or they had this issue and that issue, but they will be able to move out of that much, much more easily because the whole surrounding environment is going to be positive and harmonious and loving, right? Mm-hmm. People who do not have the capacity to function within that kind of positive, loving environment will not be able to remain here. And then people who are at a much higher level, who already are very conscious and open, they will just go into higher levels of on the fifth dimension, what you find there. And that's what my next book is about, is what is the fifth dimension? What is there? That's going to be all about, and I've already written a lot of it, explaining that in great detail of what it's like. And then how do you bring that back into the world we know, 3D? That's really the focus of my next book, the Transfiguration of Our Consciousness. And that is really governed by, you know, it's an upward movement for everyone who can make that shift. If you can't make that shift, then you won't be able to withstand the energy. But many, many
and
people will.
And that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And part of it, another little piece that might be interesting, is that our planet has been a place to send people who are souls or beings who had a lot of work to do on themselves. You know, they had a lot of tendencies that were heavy and dense and dark and violent, whatever. They were all sent here on Earth because Earth is a place where we put on these very dense bodies. I call them the diver suit. We come in here and we come down into Earth and we have to incarnate and we deal with. But it also holds in any negative vibrational frequencies from going out all over the solar system or the universe, because you can't project very far from there as long as you're inside this very 3D body. That is a protection for the rest of the solar system. So we're like the Australia of the solar system, you know, where, you know, the prison colony. That's where they – and in a sense, that is now – that whole function is being shifted. That is no longer going to be the function of Earth. And that will not be happening here. We're going to move out of that, and we've earned it, in a sense. We're moving into this new higher way of being, and where we as a civilization, as a planet, will be able to live in harmony and peace and joy and creativity and wonder and love and all of it. That is the plan. It is definitely the plan, and that is fully underway now, and we're moving on it very rapidly. That's the good news.
That is the good news. So everybody who has their concerns about what's happening here, there is good news. With all of kind of the chaos, like you were describing, kind of what's happening around us, like a very turbulent ocean, the water, is that it does feel like things are somewhat heating up, bubbling up, right? Does that mean that we're getting we're on the cusp of this? Day of revelation. I mean, should we be saying our goodbyes to those people that we know that won't be staying, or should we say our goodbyes?
I don't know how they would take that, but I think that it's more. We are definitely moving towards this day. Yes, we are, and that is, you know, it's like. It's always one of the phrases I like is the dinosaurs were always biggest at the end of their reign. So here we have this intensity and many dinosauric type organizations and people that are out there doing all kinds of stuff that really is completely out of sync with what's going on a higher level. And that's underway and it's happening. And that we are moving towards a culminating point. That's necessary for us to go through that culmination. And it is most people don't have a concept of any of this. It's like everything's random, you know, it's just whatever happens, we don't know,
right.
And, you know, it's all mechanical,
right.
And it's all physical, and no dimensional reality, no other civilizations, no other levels of being. All that is a very stark and actually despairing place to live on this planet, right now especially. And this is why it's so important now for people to have a spiritual focus in their lives, but however they frame that, whatever they call it, doesn't matter. You're meditating, you're focusing within, you're doing your best to express love and cultivate love and harmlessness to others and other life forms, and to give your best effort towards supporting and uplifting people around you every day. That's your key to moving into higher consciousness and moving through all of this craziness that's going on right now. It will take you through. The only thing that matters is what you are cultivating within yourself about how you respond to all this. People get so hung up with the objective situation outside of themselves, and they don't focus enough, some people, on what is going on inside of them and how can they work with that and change it and make it better.
That's right, because in the end, the only thing that we have control over is ourselves and what we choose to do and
right.
how we choose
yeah,
to
Yeah, and
be,
once you gain
right.
control or once you gain control over yourself, or you learn how to work with yourself or love yourself and all that, you do have influence over the world, life and events. You do have influence. It's not like we're completely helpless. I mean, and the more we develop our inner strength and our inner capacity and to see, and the more you work with the will of the higher forces to have this be a benevolent, beautiful planet, the more you align with that will, the more ability you have to make things happen that are positive.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're lining up
mm-hmm.
with those energies and they back you up. You know, they got your back, so to speak, and they come through you, and therefore what you try to do actually does have magical ways it can happen, as I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is kind of amazing how that happens when you're living in alignment with yourself and doing what
mm-hmm.
you're supposed to be doing. Then you do feel a greater level of support coming around you.
Absolutely.
to help that.
Mm-hmm. That is probably the secret of life right there. You just said it. That's the secret of life right there. The more aligned
yeah,
you are
and
with
it's,
your soul,
and it's,
the more you're aligned with the universe.
Well, and it's
there you are. You've got
it's
it.
It's unmistakable.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it's unmistakable.
Anyone who's
you
experienced
will feel
it,
that.
Knows it. Yeah, yeah. You can
mm-hmm.
feel it. You can sense it. You watch it happen and how your life circumstances work themselves out, how the what people call miracles happen, things that you never would have hoped or imagined. If you're aligned with your higher purpose and you're doing your very best to live that and to serve and give to the world, miracles happen every day. That's my experience. And I've had lots of them.
Yes. Yes, yes. Beautifully said, Gordon. So as we approach the end of our show, you are doing just some wonderful work out there, and I really want to encourage folks who have enjoyed today's topic of conversation, who you know, is spirits have been lifted with this new understanding of kind of where we are, humanity is, and where we are in the earth, and all of these great things. Please be sure to livethefuturenow.com. And you've got
yep.
all kinds of great videos
yeah,
out
the
there on
I,
YouTube for people to listen to.
Yeah, what
go
I
ahead.
Would mention is from that, if you go on there, there is a place where there's something called Galactic News. That is my monthly internet broadcast of what I am receiving each month about what's going on the planet. And it's always what's the latest things that are happening. And it's totally free. And you just go there and you sign in and you sign up for it. And you will get a notice several days, multiple notices days before actually the event occurs. And you can watch it online. Or there was also a video that would be made and you can watch the video later. It's on Saturday mornings, once a month at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays. And we have a lot of people watching that now, and it's wonderful.
Well, I'm sure I can see why, because people need to hear this message that you have. And I do want to encourage everybody to do that. Do you also do some individual counseling and sessions as well, looks like,
I've done that for many, many years. At this point, because I'm trying to write another book, or I'm writing another book, I can't do any sessions at the moment, because I've stopped doing that for quite a while now, because I'm really focusing on getting this book written. And I've got so many other projects that I also have to take care of and oversee that I just can't do sessions right now.
Well, and I understand that you're wanting to reach the masses and trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and we hope that this show has been able to help support that initiative. And certainly when your next book comes out, it's all about the fifth dimension and what we can learn from that space and how we can incorporate that into our lives here today. We would love to have you back on again. Hopefully you'll have some time to share with us. And so I just really want to thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Once the book comes out, it'll probably be out this summer, or will be out this summer. I will be devoting a lot of time to online broadcasts like this and other interviews and all kinds of things. So that will be my focus. So I'll definitely be happy to come back on.
Oh, excellent. That is our cue. We are finished with the show here. We're wrapping up. Gordon, thank you so much for being with us. Make sure that you join us next week, too, as we're going to be talking about Ho'oponopono, which is a very big topic in the spiritual community today, with our guest, Gina Nawai, who's actually my cousin. I can't wait to hear from her. She'll be talking to us about Ho'oponopono. Until next week. Be kind and enjoy life. Namaste.